Hello, this is Tegan. I wanted to do an astrology recording for July, and I'm focusing on these four planets gathering, the four planets at 4 degrees in the outer cosmos. We have Jupiter, which is in Leo, Uranus in Gemini, Neptune in Aries, and Pluto in Aquarius. And it's pretty interesting to have these outer planets that take hundreds of years to go through the zodiac aligning all at the same degree. This is going to be, it's exact now. It's July 19th to July 20th. Like it's happening now, these alignments. And with these slow moving outer planets, typically we reference them as generational because it takes generations to go through the whole zodiac cycle. But if you're listening to this in your body, then here we are. We're living it. And this has been building for lifetimes in our ancestry, in our culture, in our family systems for years. Like I said, generations. And so I'll just kind of decode this a little bit for you. Jupiter, the planet of expansion, of truth, of seeking, of curiosity, of belief systems, of teaching, of learning, this like big planet that wants us to grow and expand is at 4 degrees Leo. And Leo is a very personal energy. It's where we feel amped. It's where we feel stoked. It's where we feel alive. This is who I am, and this is how I want to express myself. And this is what I'm curious about, and I want to make this and create this and build this and lead this. How it's the path of how our inspirations flow into our life. So this is a potent energy that we should all be able to identify fairly easily in our life. So I'll use that as the anchor point. Opposite Jupiter is where Pluto is at 4 degrees Aquarius. And anytime there's an opposition in astrology, it's a tension, an intentional tension for growth and a push for us to find balance or harmonization between opposites. So if you know your natal chart, look at like 4 degrees Aquarius, 4 degrees Leo. What houses? Do you have any planets? Because this is where the tug of war is happening, and we're being invited to change, maybe let loose, let go, soften one side so we can expand on the other. Or how to create a win-win where there's a compromise between both. I'm not sure what your scenario is, but there will be something that you've been living in the last few months, if not last few years, that this should be pretty obvious to you. It's not new information. It didn't just snap into place overnight. This has been building, like I said, generationally for a long time. You might feel the call of release. I need to release this system of belief. I need to release this demographic. I need to release this teaching. I need to release this community in order to be fully me, fully free, fully expand, fully whatever, fully you, your individuation. Those the topics that we're looking at. Then the other two planets, Uranus and Neptune, are key players in this, primarily. Well, they're both pretty spectacular. So we go back to the seeking of truth within self. Jupiter in Leo is sextile Uranus in Gemini. And sextiles are unlocked doors of opportunity. They're not open. We haven't accessed that information yet, but they're like, hey, there's something cool here. There's a prize, there's a talent, there's an ability, a communication, a person, a curiosity. Something is back here. Let's engage. But we have to be self-aware enough to get the nudge and listen to the nudge when it comes in to open those doors. And curiosity can often have a little bit of a fear. Oh, what will other people think? Is this going to work? Is it the right decision? Is this going too far? Is this not going far enough? Do I have the time? Do I have the money? Da, da, da. Like, curiosity plays both sides. And Gemini is a naturally curious energy, but the planet Uranus is like Zeus's lightning bolt. So our curiosity, boom, is going to give us like some pretty clear information what's behind that door if we're brave enough to open it. And sometimes, depending on your astrology chart, you've got too much curiosity, and this is the moment of like, don't repeat that old pattern. It depends, you know, your relationship to those unlocked doors. So that's exciting. You know, there's something there. And you can look at 4 degrees Gemini in your chart. Does that line up with any planets? What house is that in? And then there's also a trine between Neptune and Jupiter. Neptune's in Aries, Jupiter's in Leo. Both are fire signs. And trines are beautiful, very, very harmonious, very happy energy. When we're in flow with our alignment, trines are like helping us, hydrating us, supporting us all along the way. So this Neptune in Aries is tuning into the dreams. It's like a fuzzy border where we can hear and feel and sense and perceive Aries energy, new inspiration, new identities, new callings, new, like the new fire, the spark of new fire in our life. Where's the spark of new fire calling you in your dreams, your longings, your wantings, your curiosity? Again, it's a type of curiosity, because we're like, I want to see what happens when I do this, when I create this, when I make this. Like, it's a physical, engaged, do it, jump in the system and do it and taste it and try it and see what that experience brings you. And these planets, Jupiter and Neptune, are working together to feed that sense of this curiosity, this dream, this desire I have might also really want to choose me and come into my life. So can I open the door to my dreams? Can I open the door to my inspirations? So it can be about temptation. It can be about taking a leap of faith. It can be about releasing structure and stability and holding in ways that feel very formal and safe because they've been safe in the past, and breaking free from those limiting experiences, because moving forward is a time of change, a time of growth, a time of individuation, rebranding yourself. I don't know. It really depends quite specifically on where this shows up in your natal chart. But needless to say, this is happening now. You're already living your life, so maybe my words can apply to specific situations that you're in. And it is a time of opportunity for you to be more fully you in your life, and to know that there's a lot of support in the astrological dynamics for this. Not everybody is going to have the exact same experience, so it doesn't mean everyone's going to be on your side. According to this, you know, Pluto in Aquarius, it might be the time where we really have to stand alone and live by example and be one with our own truth. But in doing so, there's new community, new curiosities, new opportunities, and a lot more room for yourself to have expression in your own autonomy in your life. So you can't go wrong. You can't make a bad choice. I would just say, and what I've been saying to my mentorship participants is, like, have the leap of faith and try and find a place of gentleness with yourself in the uncertainty of change that you're initiating, engaging with, and cultivating at this time. The next 6 weeks, as we move towards the end of August, we'll be going into eclipse season. We'll have a couple more full moons. The next full moon, actually July 31st, is in the sign of Aquarius. The nodes are changing sign into Aquarius. So there's a lot of shifts that are opening doors, bringing profound experiences for freedom. It would be unfortunate to look back on your life and think, oh, I only lived it at 60% when my dreams were showing me what 100% looks like. So this is a time to really get clear with yourself and feel like, is this a lifetime that I want to live or aspire to live 100% of what has been invited and offered and opened for you? And I'm pretty sure some of those conversations have been happening and will continue to happen through 2026. So absolutely, like, if you're like, I want to know how this lines up in my astrology chart, you can book with me, tegantarot.com. If you're already part of my mentorship group, well done. You know exactly how this is lining up in your chart, and we can talk about it anytime you want. And if you're curious about joining the mentorship group and getting personalized astrology reports in accordance with your natal chart each month, The next opportunity for that will be in September at the autumn equinox. So hang on for the ride, have a good time, and welcome to life.